It's the final countdown.
Jonathan Charles.
Hello, vinyl lovers. Welcome to the show. We're going to blind you with science.
Tell me about your childhood.
At the tender age of three, I was hooked to a machine just to keep my mouth from spouting junk. Ha! It must have took me for a fool, 'cause they chucked me out of school, 'cause the teacher knew I had the fun. But tonight I'm on the edge. You better shut me in the fridge, because I'm burning up. I'm burning up. With the vision in my brain and the music in my veins and the dirty rhythm in my blood, they are messing with my heart, and they're messing with my heart, and they're messing with my heart.
Hyperactive when I'm small, hyperactive now I'm gone, hyperactive and rhythm of your heartbeat. Cause the music of the street, it isn't any rapper time. It isn't any rapper time.
Sounded very modern at the time. Thomas Dolby was at the cutting edge of music in the early 1980s, pushing the use of electronic keyboards to the absolute maximum. Two big hits from him, She Blinded Me With Science, hit the charts on both sides of the Atlantic in 1982. Then we heard Hyperactive, which reached number 17 in the UK in 1984. And all the songs on today's show are about science. We're sitting here surrounded by lots of 7 and 12-inch records, a pile of vinyl. Joining me, as ever, is my son, Max. What do you think about Thomas Dolby then, Max?
Well, obviously the first thing that everyone can think of is Dolby Vision.
Yes, now that you say Dolby Vision, his real name is Thomas Morgan Robertson. How do you think he got the name Thomas Dolby?
I don't know. Did Dolby approach him or something?
Well, you know, in the 1970s, he was fiddling around when he was at school with lots and lots of electronics, and all his classmates said, you know what, you're like Dolby, the sound system, and that's how he got the name Thomas Dolby.
Really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, everybody gets a nickname at school, don't they?
I haven't got one yet.
Okay, we'll think of one. We'll try and think of a nickname by
You're
the end
You're not
of the
allowed
program.
One.
Now, the music of Thomas Dolby, it's very 1980s. There's a lot of electronics in there, a lot of synthesizers. You can see why he brought that love of electronics to music.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fantastic. I mean, there were many natural sounds as well as all this like EDM style.
I spotted a trumpet in there.
Yeah. I was about to say that, but yeah, exactly. It's fantastic.
Yeah, I really like the trumpet. I think it's a really good hook in that song.
Yeah, I mean, it gets people into it when it starts.
And I think he liked to push the boundaries of making music, and there's a bit of that you can tell as you're listening.
I know, and that's obviously a great thing.
Well, later in his career, Thomas Dolby moved to Silicon Valley in California, Max. He founded Beatnik, and that was a software company, and the technology of that software company was used to create the Nokia tune on Nokia phones.
Oh, no.
Do you like the Nokia tune?
I'm scared of that tune.
Why?
Because of a video I saw a few years ago, you know what it was.
What was that?
So, it's this guy and he was at a classical concert and then his phone went off. So, I remember violinist started playing the Nokia ringtone.
Maybe Thomas Dolby could produce a whole single from the Nokia ringtone.
Hope not.
Anyway, so he was very interested and he went to Silicon Valley precisely to push those electronic boundaries. The second song we heard from him was Hyperactive, and he originally wrote it hoping Michael Jackson would sing it. Could you imagine Michael Jackson singing Hyperactive?
No.
Why not?
It doesn't feel like his style.
Doesn't sound like a Michael Jackson song, does it?
Yeah. I mean, wasn't Michael Jackson approached for a lot of songs?
Yes, he was. Of course, you've got to remember at that time in the early 80s, he was hugely popular because he'd had his big album Thriller. Everyone wanted to know Michael Jackson.
Exactly.
So all the songs on today's show are connected to the theme of science, Max. We decided to do it after watching a film recently, didn't we? Honey, I Shrank the Kids.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I had the idea. I thought, wouldn't it be great to do a program about science?
Really? After that mad inventor?
Yeah, because it was a film about a scientist, an inventor, and he shrank his family, or his kids anyway.
I know, which was the most stupid thing anyone could possibly do.
I quite enjoyed the film.
Yeah, me too, but still.
So we're going to hear a lot of music in the next hour or so, which is about science. And Thomas Dolby is a great exponent of music about science. In an interview, he explained his sometimes eccentric approach to writing songs.
I've always felt there was a big scope to what I did. You know, at one end there was Sublime Muse Science, which was fairly shallow, fairly frivolous. At the other end there's a more experimental, more avant-garde stuff. And I've always felt that commercially, the one would pay for the other. If I can interest a million people in my album because they hear something like Sublime Muse Science, which is very accessible, and then they go out and buy the album and find that the stuff on the album is a lot more experimental, a lot more intense, then I think that justifies it in a way.
Fish.
Only one person sings like that. Kate Bush, continuing in our science theme. Cloud Busting got to number 20 in the UK singles chart in 1985. It tells the story of an inventor who was attempting to build a rain-making machine. I think that is such a powerful song, Max.
Yeah, it's really incredible. I mean, the way Kate Bush sings, we had her on a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode a few weeks ago.
We did, yes, because she's nominated to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and we played Wuthering Heights, amongst other tracks.
Yes. May I point out that she is nominated for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as of 2021.
She has a fantastic voice, though, doesn't she?
Yes, if you're listening to this 100 years into the future.
You think when, you know, it'll be in a time capsule, this program.
Hope so.
So what did you like about that song? Because you said to me as we were listening to it, that's a great song.
Well, obviously Kate Bush is singing, but I also like that string section. That's really great.
It's got a real driving beat, hasn't it? There's something that really makes you want to listen to it.
Yeah, it does. You see that in a few songs, and it always makes me really happy. It's something that I always appreciate and then now going to put on my playlist.
So, what is Cloud Busting about? It tells the story of Wilhelm Reich, who invented a machine pointed at the sky to try to make rain. And the song is all about the relationship between him and his son Peter, the time they spent cloud busting, trying to make it rain. They had a very close relationship.
Wow, that actually sounds very fantastic. You were telling me a story that the Russians do this thing where they basically do cloud busting to stop it raining at important parades.
They do, yes. So they seed the clouds with chemicals, for example, around Moscow ahead of a very big parade to bring the rain forward, to make it rain so it doesn't rain when a big parade is taking place. So maybe, you know, it works, cloud busting. You can bust the clouds.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised they don't do it here. They should do that every day so they can just get all the rain over and done with.
We certainly have plenty of rain. Kate Bush always writes quite emotional songs, Max, and interesting, intelligent songs, I think.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, we saw that in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame episode. It's quite charismatic.
She's almost dramatic as she sings.
Yeah, and I love that.
So all of our songs today are about aspects of science. It's an interesting choice of theme for musicians and songwriters. Why do you think they go for that, Max?
I don't know. Is it especially difficult, especially easy?
Well, it must be quite hard because it's not easy to do science as a pop song.
I know, because of the complicated chemical names like H2SO4.
Exactly, you know, so you think, well, I'm going to write some lyrics. I know I'll put lots of strange chemical formulas in. That doesn't really seem to work, does it?
Exactly. See, they might try, but then they'll just ditch it. I mean, I tried once.
Yeah, go away, write a song about
No, that's not happening.
So we've got a lot of science-themed songs still to come. Max, you're going to be back later looking at one of our featured artists. Up next, some science songs to dance to in the part of the show where we go upbeat and all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco action! We'll be right back.
There's a disco song about science, if ever there was one, doing the Neutron Dance with the Pointer Sisters, a UK top 40 hit in 1985 on the RCA record label. And talking of scientists...
White House? Oh, sir, I'm terribly sorry. I can't put you through the...
Einstein Agogo was talking about MC Squared. Landscape took that into the charts in 1981.
I was trying to talk about that it's very possible that you would call you instead. Where are you calling from, may I ask? Einstein Agogo. Einstein Agogo. Einstein Agogo.
My boss says we must pay. I am the judge for the judgment day.
Music just for you, Jonathan Charles. We'll be right back.
written by the Bee Gees with Barry Gibb on backing vocals. Diana Ross had a 1985 number one success with Chain Reaction, all about science. 25 years earlier, Sam Cooke was telling us he knew nothing about a science book.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for. But I do know what it was is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Wonderful world, what a wonderful song. Max is on his way back into the studio with more about one of our science songs. The triple play is on the way, and of course, it's all on vinyl.
It's the vinyl countdown.
73. Whoa, oh, oh.
Yeah, 1973.
Let me put my arms around your head. Go to bed. Don't forget to turn on the light. Don't laugh, babe, it'll be alright. Pour me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try to get it online once before. When eyes and score like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course. To keep formation mid this fallout saturation, cursing at the astronet that stands in steel by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, Euro supply for aging men, with snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once it raged, the sea that raged no more, like the video films he saw. His name was always Buddy, broken ass to stay. And she'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she she knows he really loves him. It's a crash course for the ravers.
Down. lose it, never gonna lose it. Everything'll work out right. I see, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. I see, we can dance, we can dance. Everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance. We're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance.
Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Yeah. Well, it's safe to dance. It's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance. Well, it's safe to dance.
I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that died with the eagle's flight. I blame you for the moonlit nights when I wonder why are the seas still dry. Don't blame me. Did we fly to the moon too soon? Did we squander the chance? In the rush of the race, the reason we chase is lost in romance. And still we try to justify the waste for a taste of man's greatest adventure. Ooh, I blame you for the moonlit sky and the dream that you.
That was our Vinyl Countdown triple play, all connected to the theme of science. First you heard David Bowie and Drive-In Saturday. It's a piece of science fiction about a post-apocalyptic world. A top three hit from 1973. Then we were doing the safety dance with Men Without Hats. What could be more important in a science laboratory than safety? And finally, Into Space with Tasmin Archer and Sleeping Satellite. Max, you've been finding out some more about Tasmin Archer.
Tasmin Archer is an English pop singer from Bradford. Her first album was Great Expectations. It included the hit we've just heard, Sleeping Satellite. It reached number one in the UK charts in 1992. She was a winner of a Brit Award the following year as Best British Breakthrough Act. Tasmin Archer joked that she kept the award in her kitchen cupboard and uses it for cracking open nuts and tenderizing steak. She found it difficult to follow up with more hits though, and said she suffered from writer's block. Since her pop debut, she has also written soundtracks for television.
She is a typical one-hit wonder, Max, like a firework exploding in the night sky and then just disappearing.
I know. I mean, it's a bit sad. In this case, it doesn't feel as sad, just because I'm not really a big fan of this hit.
I really like Sleeping Satellite, but you said as we were listening to it, it's not your sort of thing, is it?
Yeah, the main reason is because, I mean, it has this great opening. It's really fantastic. It sounds like you're in another dimension.
It's very intriguing. I find it draws you in at the beginning.
I know, but then it just becomes really uninteresting, like your average pop song.
So as you can see, Max, science is a big topic for songwriters and for singers.
We should do science part two.
Yeah, there were many other songs. I could have actually chosen, Max.
Yes, episode two, Attack of the Science, coming.
We'll do sequels.
Yes, coming to a Vinyl Countdown near you.
Revenge of the Science.
Isn't that the third one?
I'm not sure. You know your Star Wars better than I do. Now we've got one more record connected to science still to come.
Well, before that, how about you give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
So let's play out with a song which talks about physics. It contains the lyrics, "We're 12 billion light years from the edge." It's Katie Melua and 9 Million Bicycles. See you next time with another box full of great records.
Bye.
There are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. That's a fact. It's a thing we can't deny, like the fact that I will love you till I die. We are 12 billion light years from the edge. That's a guess. No one can ever say it's true, but I know that I will always be with you. I'm warmed by the fire of your love every day. So don't call me a liar, just believe everything that I say. There are 6 billion people in the world, more or less. And it makes me feel quite small, but you're the one I love the most. Of the love that you give me every night. There are 9 million bicycles in Beijing. That's a fact. It's a thing we can't deny, like the fact that I will love you till I die. And there are 9 million bicycles. And you know that I will love you till I die.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.